Beautiful funeral. Tonight, you're thinking of heroin, of the boy who pulled you to his lips in a blue room and whispered, heroin, so close you could feel it on your face like a cloudburst. He makes you think of furs and Russia, midnight sun and Petersburg canals, a sullen gun where one bullet's lodged like something in the craw of a drowned boy fished from beneath docks. His limbs were white with blue veins spidered beneath the light shell of his skin, open to the littlest bark, the tiniest trireme. His veins were vulnerable as a bruised black mare, just as the barn begins to spark. And once, in the night that held its candle closer to sea, his needled flesh heaved beneath the sink of a city bathroom, aching to vomit up its ore. You would have dusted off those peacock rings below his eyes with your sandpaper tongue, lapped his form in camphor-drenched gauze, then washed him in waves of organ music. You would have pressed down that black key by his spine's base to hear the deepest of tones a body can moan. Ah, invalid, we would have made a beautiful funeral.